Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, mein Herr.
Danke.
And how goes it tonight, Baron?
It goes well.
Good. Well, this is a bit of a transitional phase.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, good one. Anyway, I like it. So, how's you been doing?
I do well.
Good.
I have done better.
We all have.
I think body move, right? Yeah. It feel not comfortable. Image. Yeah. There. My head. Body move. Yeah.
It'll take a little while to get used to the movement. Are you wearing a helmet?
Nein. Danke. Okay, was the helmet?
Okay.
I threatened it, yeah?
See. Yeah.
What is that? What is C?
C is Spanish. Another good, it's another Earth language.
Nice, I can see Espanol.
Well, it'd be English, Spanish, and then German.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Right.
Danke.
Okay, I speak very little Deutsch.
Einfach sprechen Sie Deutsch in Bishop.
A lot.
You say.
Ein sprechen Deutsch nicht.
Bishop.
Bishop.
It means I speak German a little.
Bishop. Little.
Bishop.
Okay. It's something I need to learn because I do have a lot of German customers at my store.
Yeah, I no give less. I have no, I get when trying to teach Deutsch.
Well, I figure I'll pick it up here and there.
Yeah, one pause, please. Yeah.
Go ahead and get comfortable there.
Feel body. Young body.
There you go. Much better.
Yeah. Denka.
Yeah. Well, I figured since you wear the helmet all the time anyway, when you're flying.
Command route different, yeah?
Command route different, but at least this way with the helmet on, you'll feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a little disoriented to go, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Excellent. So we're going to try as a ringmaster here and
I try one more life.
Excellent. Well, you should.
Yeah, I have choice to make. They offer me two choices.
Okay.
Retire in not knowing what where.
Retire in old age.
Nine. Not knowing.
Well, I'm not good at that either. Well, you tell Kara, Carl, tell me, and I'll then I'll know. You'll know the Syrian, she'll know the Syrian, she'll know the English, and she'll tell me.
Fräulein Ambassador say inamuity.
I didn't clear anything up.
Inamuity. Nein. Never mind.
Okay. We'll work on it later.
Choice one. Choice two. The grounded pilot teacher. They
Nice.
explain life as pilot, highest victor, or my choice, add in
Go out in a blaze of glory.
go out teaching lesson.
Only problem is, you want to go out. Nobody could beat you.
I think could.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Pick fight of odds of 20 plus to 1.
You'd be wild looking for those odds.
Yeah.
All
But never forgot.
right.
If I go choice 1, fade away and be just knight. Choice 2, same, but longer. Choice 3, never forgot. Your Baron on planet,
Never forgot.
Manfred.
Still the most famous ace known to man.
Yeah, on your planet.
Right.
Even though little ace now. 80. Not big.
No. But still, his the time of our history that he performed it in, the flying machines he performed it in, made him an ace.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays it's nothing to pull the trigger and launch a missile, but what he did was, that was pretty unordinary.
I think so. So, as ringmaster, duty are put people to speak, yeah, and keep order. Also, duty to organize speakers. I have teacher. She teach and explain how.
Oh, excellent.
She say, be strong of person, be not forgiving, even with special person. This ain't first week for me. Next week, maybe not me, maybe someone other.
Well, we'll see.
Different other person. See how I do.
Excellent. You're doing great so far.
Danke.
Once you got the helmet on you, of course, that helps a lot.
Yeah. It's so clean and clinical in room.
Oh, yeah. Are you in channeling room or at?
Yeah.
Oh,
I put on speaker Danka.
Thank you.
Hey, hon.
Yes, we heard how it's going.
Not too bad.
Excellent, man.
For the first time in a long time, I get to go second.
Yeah, that isn't the first time in a long time. I can't remember. Well, I do remember the last time.
Yes, it was a while.
Anyway, we had a lot of good fun today. What do you think of today's progress?
You're doing good.
Well, we had a lot of. Well, what I want to know is, I want to get your input on Jasper. And what do you think on that one? Where do you want to take that?
I think it's worth pursuing. I also think that after the session, you need Mark to fire his computer back up and pull up something that he saw.
Oh, really? Okay. Something that highly is relevant?
Yes, very much so.
Well, Ashtar did say that now is the time where, we're going to be getting a lot of this contacts. The other thing is, working with this gentleman in Australia,
Ah, yes, Jasper.
Jasper. Now he has got he's going to be putting channelings on his page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where he's going to get his information. I forgot to ask him that, but I was waiting to kind of wait until he got a return reply from him, mm-hmm. so I could kind of ask him that kind of stuff and see what kind of information he's getting. Apparently, he's talking to Ashtar. What's he built by? Oh, yeah, Commander Soltek. Anyway, Australia is a good hotbed for psychic stuff right now.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, this is the funniest thing I wanted to ask you about, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
When Ashtar was telling me that we would be contacted by somebody of these other groups,
mm-hmm.
what was my first thought?
Your first thought was a little bit in disbelief, sort of like, no way.
Oh, yeah, okay, that one. All right, my second mm-hmm. thought was was Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really don't think that's been my whole thought process. The whole time I'd be contacted from someone in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of
The presence of Ashtar is pretty helpful and influential.
True. I'm sure he was like, he already had this figured out as far as he knew where the groups were, and what groups were working the most on the web, and that kind of stuff, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I guess phase two will be to go ahead and start working on A, the domain name.
Mm-hmm.
Two, editing these tapes, getting them off to Stone and Journal of Emergence.
Mm-hmm.
And three, working on web searches for other groups.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, we're just going to have to I'll watch the site
mm-hmm.
and see what kind of additions he puts in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's mostly just links. And I should probably, once I start working with these other groups, start putting links on their pages too. Well, that's important because right now that's the most key. Is that I want to focus on these conferences
mm-hmm.
and I want to focus on where we need to go to bring those to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest key is communication between the various groups.
Yes.
Otherwise,
it's
not going to do any good. What I also need to do is I need to get hold of Stone Journal Emergence after we get all the tapes, all the things, and make sure they're workable.
Yes.
And I need to get hold of Spirit Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Renee.
Yes, of course, for setting up and everything.
Correct. I haven't talked to him in a while. I think it's important that right now
mm-hmm.
we can get back in touch with him.
You may want to make a donation as well.
Spirit
well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had it before. God, it is clinical in here. I know what I'm going to do. No, I'm going to offer to host them at my residence.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. I've got the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking more near to the kitchen. That way everybody can get up and do what they used to do. Go and get a drink. Those that need drinks.
And it's a perfect place to host it.
Well, we've got that little study there. The one that isn't used, that is used occasionally.
Oh, by the way, thanks for setting up with the kids. With the
mm-hmm.
Okay, what else we got?
I'm trying to figure something out.
One thing I want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Either you or a mom, but how perception creates reality.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it would be best that a mole handles that.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Oh yeah, I've got all this build stuff to work on too. Check my notes real quick. Production. Implants. Do you want to look at implants on me real quick?
Okay.
Okay. According to the stats I'm looking at from the report I got, 1 in 40 humans are implanted.
Okay.
Theoretically, now I'm not saying it's true or even close to true, but I'm just talking on a theoretical basis.
You're talking that the Educt areas are working
overtime.
And then some.
And then some. I mean, there's 6 billion people on this planet. 1 in 40 are implanted. You know, the math basically works out to about, they have to implant one person every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So even by that simple bit of reasoning, guess what?
Can't happen. Okay. Now, is there anything you can tell me about this? The pro, you know, kind of
It
the.
goes with perception.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah, because one of the things that I'm really concerned with right now is, you know, how to perceive the world around me. And all of us. I mean, this is something that we're all having to deal with. Like, for example, today I did a lot of research on the rainbow gatherings and the rainbow family. And this is a group of people who I feel in the future really have their act together. You know, they all basically live for a non-commercial enterprises. They share, they trade, they work with natural resources and alternative medicines. And they work together for world peace.
Yes.
A very great concept, at least. And one that I think would be good to study a little bit more on.
Yes, it would be. It would be. Anyway, I'm having the Baron going,
Wrap it
which I
up.
think means wrap it up.
As far as all that goes, then I feel like
I wish he would just say things instead of doing hand signals and stuff. Yes. Right, and I need to work with him as well. It gives me an opportunity to work on something. When you saw his hand twitch. Yeah. Okay.
my spear.
Later, love.
Greetings, Baron.
Thank God.
And just the person I want to talk to, too, as a matter of fact. If you probably caught that last part with Kara, where we're talking about the abductions and the implants, and how they're talking about 1 in 40 humans are abducted and implanted.
I think you speak bullshit.
Yeah, basically, that's what I think, too. Because I know from what just your work that you've done and talking to Tal that, you know, it'd be almost impossible to even get past you guys to do all this.
Next time I ring Master, I see if made possible.
Okay, excellent.
He's frequency and your frequency, yeah?
Oh yeah,
Speaks.
absolutely. That'd be great. I haven't talked to Tal in a long time.
I all right.
Thank you. That'll be great. And that's one thing I want to work on is, you know, we're working with these groups and we have to make better friends, but at the same time, you know,
You make better friends. I lose many. I forgive for what I've done, but not forget.
I don't blame you.
You have person fictional that say you cling on bastards, you kill my son. I find very funny to watch, but understand emotion.
Right. And he never forgave him.
I
Actually, he did finally. He understood. Captain Kirk. Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
I didn't know you would watch that.
It beamed out into space, listen on all on long flights.
Good for a few laughs.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, who's next on board then tonight?
I put on another young lady.
Excellent.
Young lady, boisterous but soft spoken with friend.
Ah, okay. Couple, sounds like Leah.
Name Lee, young lady that have auric flashes when kept in Hasif around?
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out then real quickly.
She say you know her.
Okay.
Look for catch word.
Oh, okay.
What's right way to speak that? Catch word.
You mean the correct word?
Yeah, for catch word.
Oh,
Omo have I be back. Tia
oh,
have
catchphrase.
yeah.
Catchphrase. Ah, okay.
I think of catch.
Okay.
What do you say?
Catchphrase.
Thank you. Catchphrase.
My pleasure. Hi, Carrie. No. Micah? No. Alana?
Yes.
Ah, Alana! How you doing, sweetheart?
Do you want my honest answer?
No, but you can lie to me a lot. Okay.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, well.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Good.
Very wet.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad to hear it. You just got through swimming with the dolphins.
You did say that.
Well, I'll see if Car can get you a towel.
If she would do.
Well, excellent, excellent. I assume everything's going well then. Good. And how's Miranda, my love?
She's doing well.
Excellent. You know I'm coming up every day. And
Yes.
see, ah, you do. Okay. I was hoping I could see her sometime too, her and Kevin.
They're both doing very well.
Excellent. Well, I might try to stop down at the dolphin pool then and might come up.
Miranda's going to be spending some time with Kiri. She's getting very interested in taking things apart.
Oh, getting that engineering sense, huh? Excellent. Excellent.
Which I think might be a little bit hard for Kiri.
Well, I mean, teaching young ones.
Where she's getting more like my grandmother was in her mannerisms and stuff.
I'm curious.
No.
Oh, Miranda is. Oh. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes.
Oh, I got it. Got it. Old habits coming back.
I only have stories to go from, but Mum said that she's getting very much like she remembers her. Even how she likes to have her hair warm.
Good.
Hopefully, Kiri can handle it.
I have to admit, it'd probably be a little disconcerting.
I should imagine it would be. Anyway,
Yes, my dear.
I'm here to talk about communications with
Excellent.
animals,
Excellent.
being dealing with them in a spiritual way as well.
Okay.
It's rather short notice. Mum said to me, come down and talk. This was like an hour ago.
Ah.
Dragged me out of bed.
Well, you know, Mom, her car, she's always got a reason for this.
She was lucky I answered. I thought it might have been another friend. Have you been having some fun?
I can see.
Oh, got to tell you.
What you get?
Remember I took a little trip a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
I got to meet an idol of mine.
Right.
I've always missed her when she's come to the base.
What do you mean?
Finally met Bunny in the flesh.
Bunny, you met Bunny.
Literally in the flesh.
You hadn't met her at the base?
No, I've always missed her.
How can you miss her? She's probably the most single, most dynamic person on the base when she gets there.
Oh, yes, she is. But I've always missed
Imagine
her.
you missing her.
She taught me some interesting little things.
That's funny. When are we going to see her again?
And probably after Christmas.
Okay. She gets a school break. Excellent. Oh, well, I'm glad to hear you. That's funny. The one and only.
Buddy does not wear cloaks very often. She will wear a wrap, a short wrap at that. You know how bad my sex drive is?
Seems to have gotten a little bit more than it was last time we talked.
Well, that's partly because I was with Bunny. But,
Oh, she taught you that move, huh?
She also taught me that paint, the right amount applied in the right places, can be really expensive.
Excellent. Well, that certainly must have been something that was a little shock for your girlfriend when you came back.
It was.
I can well imagine. All right, dear. Let's well, we've got a plant table. Let's go ahead and work within animals and
Okay, yes, sorry.
communication.
I'm giving off those heavy vibes, aren't I?
Yeah, well, I'll keep you directed here, dear.
Okay. Now, one of the important things is communicating with animals is to understand that a lot of them function on emotions and instinct. They do not have a clear thought processes, and there are exceptions. One of the surprising exceptions that are not highly thinking are the canine. The canine act primarily on learning patterns that are hammered into them. If they do this, that happens. If they do that, this happens. So their behavioral pattern, although it appears intelligent and smart, is more along the lines of being rewarded in gift. Felines, on the other hand, a lot of them do actuate on instinct and emotions. The smaller variety of domestic kind fall into two distinct categories. Those that are aware and those that are instinctual with little awareness. Now, those that are aware tend to be more not so much affectionate, but more focused in on who they are more in tune with. For example, there's a feline that you have in your house that is very affectionate to one person and one person only. And that feline is very aware. In fact, I've seen that feline slouching around or more sneaking around up here from time to time. Also, you have another feline which is not so affectionate, but is also a visitor here from time to time that comes up here more for spiritual companionship.
Gotcha.
It's brown, tan, with black, and is little.
Brown, tan, black, and little.
Always walks around with its tail like this.
It's probably gotcha.
Yay big, but yay tall.
Could
Really
be.
long legs. Anyway, felines that are, thank you, felines that are more instinctual tend to be more affectionate because it is you, I give you affection, you reward me by making me comfortable and giving me food. In return for that, I bring you gifts. I bring you freshly caught birds, freshly caught rodents. So it is that side. Now, as I may marine biologist. Whales. And whales are definitely sentient, but like people, you have various different degrees of intelligence. Unfortunately, the bigger they are, the less intelligent they appear to be. You get down to the orcas. Orcas are highly intelligent, highly social, highly communicative, and they travel around in family pods.
Right.
And they're very much in tune with each other. Going down even smaller, dolphins. Again, a lot of them travel in groups, are very social, very communicative, and highly intelligent. So, being able to communicate with them, you have to interact on their level. On their level of understanding. A dog, you communicate through short commands, signals, and rewards. Felines, you communicate with through voice commands, emotions, and rewards, and gentle tones in the voice. Whales, now, the big ones are difficult to communicate with. They may interact, they may not. Orcas will interact. Dolphins will play. Orcas you interact with on a more of a spiritual level. The same with dolphins. You don't have the ability to make the voice clicks and whistles and clacks and so on. That is hard for you to communicate. I have to wear a special device that makes it easier for me to make those noises, but I know what they're saying. Okay.
Okay. Now then, with the orcas, aren't you like a rather small treat for them?
No.
I mean, about the same size as a seal.
Ah, they wouldn't go for me. They wouldn't go for a human.
Why? I mean, it's not big. How would they tell? I mean, they know the difference, I'm sure,
Oh,
but
yes, they do.
why
By
would they not go?
smell, by you don't have the flesh content or the fat. Or I don't. I know you don't. You're not quite as skinny as you were.
True. But even in a wetsuit, I look like a seal.
No, you don't.
Well, two legs, yeah.
You have two legs, two arms that are much longer than a seal. You're shorter than some seals. You're not as fat as most seals.
I'm a baby seal.
Don't even look anything like a baby seal.
So they wouldn't go for it. I haven't heard of many orcas attacking humans.
I haven't heard of any.
I'm sure there's a story or two, but I can't remember.
Probably.
Okay. So basically, they are fairly intelligent.
Yes, they are highly intelligent.
Okay. And so you can communicate them in the wild, or is that.
Well, with the correct apparatus, I can.
Okay. Now, what's the purpose of being able to communicate with animals?
Well, the purpose is that, depending on what you're communicating with, is that you can get them to do things. You can get them to relay information.
Well, to other animals?
Other animals, yourself.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. However, if I'm correct, Dr. Doolittle is purely fictitious, and
Oh,
fish
yeah.
don't communicate that much.
So we've had actually, so working with cats, which is all we really work with around here, I like mostly notice is that they have, pleasure, satisfaction, or need. And it basically breaks down to those three,
Yes.
or two actually, pleasure and satisfaction be the same thing. So satisfaction and need.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about going to the next level of communication. Okay. And that would be working with them on a more spiritual sense.
Yes. Can you do some translation for me? What's this and that mean?
Try that again. 5 minutes, wrap it up.
Okay.
It'll be 11 o'clock.
Yes. Sorry.
No problem here. So just real quickly, let's go over to take it to the next step of communicating with animals.
Okay.
Specifically cats, in our case, because that's the ones we have the most practice with.
Okay.
Or how about to like the small kittens out there who are just growing up? Mm-hmm. No experience or contact with other...
Wait, you work on that point on the reward process. You give them something. Or you try to get them to do something. If they do it, you reward them. If they don't, you don't.
Well, it's not the same action we do with dogs.
Yes. But with cats being a little bit more intelligent, they will learn much faster. And it will get to the point where it won't be so much the reward that they're after. It's more the satisfaction of having done something.
Okay. Let's see. All right, so we'll work on that. Now, communicating with them on a mental level.
Uh-huh.
Just start, like a mental commands or directions or greetings, mm-hmm. stuff like that, and see how they respond. If they respond well, then give them something to food.